Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator for this next hour. What an amazing week I've just had. From last week's program and from some of our beginning programs, I've gotten some incredible emails and a few phone calls that have just been spectacular. I want to share a few of them with you because they are just amazing, and it's a great way to have a follow-up. And it's a validation for you when we do these messages from across the veil, where we allow our loved ones, the angels, the guides, the masters, and friends to come across and visit with us and share with us and talk to us, answering questions and encouraging us. It's just amazing when we can have validation come through with them. And last week we had done a number of readings, and I didn't have anyone on the line visiting with me with them, but we shared the messages, and the email just began to pour in, and I had people emailing before I was even off of the air. A lot of it was some private things that were just needing to be shared. It was just an amazing week. On our first program, I had a woman send me an email who said that the personal messages were that were shared were so encouraging, and the messages from guides and information that was given to other people was such a blessing for her to hear and for her to experience herself in a message that had come across for her. Her whole email was just full of thanks and expressions of appreciation to those on the other side who came through to share their messages of hope and encouragement. Another one shared how she often hears from her loved ones, and she was kind of cute. She lives on the East Coast of the United States, and as many of you are aware, I live in Alaska. And she says in her email, it was so cute, she says, it's amazing how her husband on the other side is even able to give her messages from Alaska. It was such a cute way of her sharing that information and how he sends his love and assistance to her. That was so fun. From last week's program, we had kind of a group of young people come in, I don't know if any of you who are listening will remember this, that have been deemed as suicides. And they actually were not suicides, that they had actually come to their passing through the ill effects of another person or an action of another person. And I had a young woman who was very, very strong and very present during this reading. And this mother immediately connected with the description of how everything had happened, how her body was found, and this, that, and the other thing. And she emailed me before I was even off of the program. And in her email, she stated that she knew this had to be her daughter. So we had set up a time, and we did a one-on-one reading session together. During this reading session, her daughter came in and gave her great detail, gave her great information as to what had actually happened. Knowing in our hearts that to lose a child is one of the most devastating things that can happen to any of us, and our grieving process for this is just tremendous. But it's such a reward when we've had the feeling that our child's life had passed, but we just weren't settled with how we felt about it. And that's what this mother said. She goes, I just kept feeling like there's no way this could not have happened this way. With the details that came through from her daughter, she was able to make contact with certain people and talk to them. And then when she approached this one gentleman, she shared such detailed information with this person that this person just fell apart in front of her and immediately dialed 911 and ended up turning themselves in. And her daughter's death has been justified, and it's made it so much more peaceful and calm for this family. And they're now able to begin their own grieving and healing process from losing their child, but they've had the validation, they've had the understanding and learning through messages that come from the other side. It is so empowering to have that type of information come and help us as we're dealing with some of this stuff in our own lives. This mother, when she contacted me back to let me know what had happened, she was just elated. She said, I'm still very sorrowful over the loss of my child, and I'm in beginning my own healing process, but just knowing that justice has happened has made a huge difference in her family and has helped her other sibling, who had actually found her sister's body, begin her healing process too in a whole nother level, in a whole nother manner. And it opened the door also for them to still communicate and to still be a family and be together. It was just a beautiful way of continuing on and being able to share and being able to learn and do, because we do get these messages from across the veil. There are three people that are coming through really strong right now that are listening that you've been calling in and asking the angels to help you, to guide you and direct you. I want to tell all three of you that you have two angels that are standing behind you. As they stand behind you, their wings are touching. I've begun to see this quite frequently as we've needed a lot more protection and we've needed a lot more guidance and help as we're going through some of the things that are going on in the world today. They're standing with their wings touching behind you, and one is facing to your left and one is facing to your right. And when it's time and they need to, they simply step around and place one of their other wings across the front of you, and they just envelope you in their wings and in their protection. There's three of you folks that oftentimes will feel this and wondering what it's all about. This is what's going on. Also, Patricia, there is a light being that has been hanging with you, and this light being is wanting to open up to you and show you more information and give you more information. This is your spirit guide. Do not fear this entity. Do not fear this being. They are bringing you messages of light. You see them as a very light, very white, very bright energy behind you. Know that this is your guide beginning to show themselves to you as you're opening up and learning more from your gifts. Another young man, it was so cute, another young man last week's message had come through for him that it's okay to go ahead and propose, that it's okay to do that. And I received an email from him, and in his email it stated, I never felt I was worthy or that I was on the right track. I would always second-guess myself and make excuses. I was surfing the net and came across the BBS radio and clicked on the current program, and there you were, telling me, go ahead and propose. It was just downright freaky. He continues on with this. It says, after the program, I called my now fiancé and asked her to marry me. And she said, yes, she had been praying and asking the angels. The email went on with more details. But just to know that something so simple as when we set into motion and we set the intent to bring messages across that are of love and light and healing, and drawing those that are needing to hear the message, or bringing and opening the door that those are to hear the message or to share information with and messages with, and then to have validation that they're just, all of a sudden they're going to pop onto the internet and find the program and hear the right message at the right moment in time. The fun thing about this is they've also said, we're going to invite you to the wedding. I think that is just so cool. Also, in last week's message, we had gotten a warning about some of the volcanic activities happening here in Alaska, and we've been having it, and many of us are knowing how to take care of ourselves now and how to make sure that we don't get affected by any of the fallout that may come from it. So that was encouraging. Even our guides will help us with some of the natural things that can happen and will happen as we go through our everyday lives. This is the purpose of this program is to help us bring across messages from across the veil, messages from our loved ones, from our friends and family, from the angels, from the guides, from masters who may want to share with us something that needs to be spoken. We will be taking calls and answering questions and possibly bringing you into contact with somebody who is across the veil. And a person who is across the veil is somebody who has passed from this present life and has moved on to the other side. We also talked in the last program about quieting our mind and allowing ourselves to focus and allowing ourselves to center and begin to feel some balance within ourselves and our everyday life. And I received a number of emails from people and a couple phone calls as well of people asking me and saying, how do I do this? Is there a practice? Is there something I can do? I don't know how. I'm still trying to figure it out. So what I've decided to do for today's program, for a few minutes during the program, is I want to take you through an exercise. I have it on a CD that's a much longer and a much more detailed practice of how to quieting the body, how centering the body, how bringing the body into balance. But I thought it would be something that would be kind of neat to do on today's program, is to do this exercise with our listeners. It's very simple. There's no major preparation. There's no going out of your way to create a special space or anything like that. You can do it wherever we're at, whenever we want, in any way that we need, as long as we're going to be in a safe position. If you're driving down the highway and you're going 65 miles an hour, I don't recommend that you do this. I recommend it when you're kind of having a chance to have some quiet time. If you're sitting waiting for a train at a railroad crossing, you can do something like this to pass the time. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. My name's Diane, and if there's a message for me, that would be great.
Okay.
Something you need to know?
Do you have any questions for somebody? I'm feeling questions within yourself.
No, you know what? There's so much. I don't know. Anything would be helpful.
Okay, you're working on some life path stuff. Are you not? Some stuff for direction on your life.
That's acceptable, yes.
Yeah, working on some life path stuff is definitely what I'm feeling is a strong question within yourself. Are you at a changing point in your life where you are, with your age, you're beginning to make some changes in your life, and you've had some people move in and out of your life recently?
I ended a relationship recently, correct.
Okay, that's one of the things that's really feeling strong. And they're showing me that you have made the right choices, that you are actually moving in the right direction, not to feel as, not to second guess yourself, I guess is the best way to word this.
Uh-huh.
I'm also seeing, I don't want to say a grandmother because they're not positioning themselves in a grandmother position, but I'm seeing a female who you may have associated with as a grandmother that's riding in your energy field as well.
Okay.
She is showing me that she's been guiding you a little bit lately, kind of helping you find that, what I'm smelling is I'm smelling sugar cookies. I'm smelling kind of that nurturing, when they show me that, it's kind of like the grandmother, that warmth, that coming home and knowing that you're safe and you're loved and you're welcome. This person spends a lot of time with you, and right now is helping you do some changing adjustment within yourself.
That sounds great.
I'm seeing a little dog around your feet as well. I feel like this may have been something from your childhood.
I've always had a dog, but I had a Welsh Corgi. That's a little dog.
Yep.
It was inseparable with me, but it was
still very much with you.
Oh, wow.
Still very much with you, very much present with you. There's times that you'll actually feel movement on your bed.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually your little friend still with you.
Oh, wow. I believe that. Sometimes I feel so strongly that they're here.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're very much present with you.
That's a good reinforcement.
Also, I'm feeling a sibling. Do you have someone that...
Very close, yes. I have a sister, a brother, but my sister, we're all very close, and we live
okay.
close by.
Okay. Also, some energy between your siblings and yourself going on right now.
Okay.
Which I think that is a spiritual connection. That there's some stuff going on in that type of arena.
Okay.
Allow that closeness to be there. Allow that love to be there between one another. It'll help encourage you all. The grandmother not the grandmother, but the grandmother figure that I was feeling earlier also shares energy with these people.
Mm. I have another passed over too.
Do you? Okay. I'm getting the sugar cookies again. I don't know if you've got somebody who used to make incredible sugar cookies, but they're really making me hungry.
That's right.
Somebody with the sugar cookies is really, really prevalent today, and they're kind of showing me that it's that warmth, that coming home, that they're kind of giving you that nurturing love of coming home.
Oh. Is there a gentleman that might be coming in now, or maybe I should just focus more on my career, and when it's I don't know, when it's right, it'll happen. You know,
looking for another relationship, is that what we're questioning?
Yes. The forever question, right?
What I'm seeing is not right at this moment in time. They're saying that you need to do some stuff for personal life walk, kind of finding yourself, being able to kind of look in the mirror and say, wow, it's me today. This is me. It's my life. It's my happenings. But they're not saying that's forever.
Uh-huh.
They're saying this is where you're at right now. You're in kind of in a self-discovery. There's the word I want. You're kind of in a self-discovery mode right now.
Oh, good. Good, good. That's very logical to me. That really resonates.
So that's one of the things that they're showing me there. But they're not saying that's not to say you're not going to have a relationship down the road. But right now, it's not in your highest good.
I so love those words. I do. And it resonates. You have such a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
And you're so soothing, and I really enjoy. I'm a fairly new listener, and I so enjoy. I look forward to it.
Very, thank you.
So I'm happy I called in today, and I spoke with you.
Yes, I'm so glad you did, too. It's been spectacular visiting.
Thank you, Doctor. And I'll continue listening.
Bye-bye.
I'm blessed. Bye.
All right. Before we take another call, I want to go ahead and do this exercise where you do some centering and you do some grounding and you do some bringing yourself into a balance. And by doing this, at any point in time, if you lose contact with my voice, you'll just return to your normal self. There'll be no residue. There'll be no leaving you floating around. Because this exercise is designed to help us balance ourselves, and it's geared to help us centering and focusing on who we are. And like on our last caller, finding out who we are, our self-discovery. But this exercise, what we're going to do is just kind of sit comfortably, and you're going to allow the energy to come up through your body, coming up through your feet, your legs, your knees, your thighs, your waist, your back, your tummy, your breast, your chest, your arms, your neck, and your head, allowing this energy to flow up through your body. And as you're doing that, I want you to take a nice breath in, and as you're breathing in, I want you to bring in life force, healing, energy. And as you're exhaling, I want you to let go of anything that may be in your mind that's blocking you or holding you back. So you're going to take a nice big breath in. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Breathing in life force, energy. And then as you exhale, letting go of whatever it is that may be blocking you or holding you or keeping you from being balanced or centered. Bringing in another nice big breath. Bringing in more healing energy, visualizing it coming up through your feet. And then we're going to exhale and let go of any stresses or any concerns that may be holding us from being able to be balanced. Breathing in some nice big life force energy, bringing in healing to your body in any and every areas that may need healing. And then relaxing, letting that go. Now what I want you to do is I want you to start with your feet. I want you to allow your feet to relax. I want you to allow them to be calm. They don't need to be walking and holding you up at all. They're just completely and totally relaxed. Just resting comfortably on the floor. Next, we will move up the legs, letting them just relax. They have no job to do right now. They don't need to support or hold us. They're just simply relaxed. They're just simply there. You can feel the support of the chair as it's supporting the back of your legs, allowing you this calmness, this peace. And your hips as they're supported in the chair, supporting you, holding you there, but not needing to work, just totally relaxing. Moving up, allowing your arms and your hands to just lay softly beside your body. No need to be wiggling your fingers. Just relax. They're not busy. They're not doing anything at this point in time. Giving them a chance to just relax. So we move up into our belly and into the back, allowing the breath to rise and fall, allowing the tummy to just rise and fall with each breath. Feeling the rhythm of this breath as it goes in and out of our bodies. Allowing the oxygen to begin to circulate now through the organs as we're breathing. Moving up into our chest, allowing it to rise and fall. Allowing the stress that's in our back to just melt away and flow away from our body. It doesn't need to be doing anything right now. Just totally and peacefully. Relaxed, calm, centered, and focused. Relaxed. Let your shoulders just drop. They don't need to hold the weight of the world. They don't need to have a backpack on your shoulders full of all the cares of life. Let it fall off. Let it be removed from your body as far as the east is from the west. Allowing yourself to just be. No obligations to do anything. Nothing important needing to be done. The mind is now going to listen to the body as you relax your neck. Allowing your head to sit back softly on the chair or to rest comfortably above your shoulders. As you relax the face muscles, and relax the hair follicles, allowing your hair to just be there. Allowing that tension to just drop away. Now that your body is in this relaxed state, feeling yourself with each breath letting go and drawing in that which you need. Starting at your feet, you're going to feel this energy as it comes up through your body. Recharging you as a plant planted deep into the soil, allowing your roots to connect, bringing up to your body what is needed to recharge it, to keep it focused, to keep it grounded, to keep it centered, to keep it healthy. Opening the windows of intuition as we get up to the top, and then allowing it to flow back down through our bodies. And releasing out through our feet that which does not serve us, that which is not for our highest good, that which may be hindering us and holding us back. Breathing up more of this energy, bringing it up further into our bodies, moving past areas that may have aches and pains, pushing through that and allowing it to be washed away and exhaling it away. From our bodies, totally and peacefully, calmly relaxing and feeling for the moments as you have just to let your body be and be quiet and be centered. And if at any point in time your mind decides that it wants to start wandering away, remembering that the mind cannot think and speak at the same time. So what you're going to want to do is maybe hum. Or maybe when your mind wants to start wandering, you can go beep with your vocal cords to tell the mind, shh, that it's time for me to be centered. It's time for me to be quiet. Now we're going to bring in a nice, refreshing breath. And on our exhale, we're going to begin at the top of our head, and we're going to wiggle our facial muscles. We're going to kind of turn our head a little bit, waking our neck muscles back up, rolling your shoulders towards the front a couple of times, then rolling your shoulders towards the back a couple of times. Now moving your arms ever so slightly and wiggling your fingers. Kind of moving your spine in your chair, being aware that the chair is back there and your body's beginning to wake up and realize that it's back time to come into doing what it is we need to do that we're presently active in doing. Kind of wiggling our little butts in the chair as we're beginning to wake ourselves back up and move our legs a little bit and our toes and our feet, opening our eyes, and exhaling. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take in three breaths. As you breathe in, I want you to bring in that life force energy that has just woken your body back up from allowing yourself to release and let go, to get centered and focused and balanced. And as you're exhaling on the first exhale, I want you to let go of any stress that may be in your life. And I know we all have something. So I want you to let go of those stresses. Then after you've done that, I want you to breathe in another nice, great, big breath of fresh, healing, energetic oxygen. And as you release, I want you to let go of any tension that you may have or feelings in your body that may be tense, visualizing that in your mind. And as you're exhaling, let that tension go from that spot in your body. And this time, as you're exhaling, you're bringing your body completely awake, completely recharged, completely refreshed. And as you're exhaling, you're detoxifying every negative aspect, every negative toxin that we may have absorbed in our everyday lives. So we're going to do these nice big breaths as we continue to wake ourselves up, bringing in that life force energy and allowing ourselves to exhale all of those stresses, all of those things that hold us from moving forward. Breathing in that life force energy, bringing in love and healing. And as you exhale, letting go of all the tension, all the aches and pains, letting them go away from your body. Now as you breathe in, bringing in peace and harmony and balance, and exhaling all and everything that is not for your highest good, not for your optimal purposes. Grounding and centering ourselves can be that simple. It can be so easy, and sometimes we want to make it so much more complicated than it really is. And like I said, this is an exercise that can be done anywhere. Please don't do it going down the highway, as I stated earlier. But by allowing ourselves to ground and center and focus, it keeps us rational, it keeps us healthy, and our oxygen in our body is so important to keeping the body healthy, keeping our muscles in tune, keeping the circulatory system flowing, the nervous system operating properly. The lytic acids and the lymphatics in the body properly functioning and flowing, these are really important to us. If we want to develop any skills and abilities for doing intuitive readings or for hearing messages from the other side or sharing or doing automated writing, any of that type of thing, if you do a quick little exercise, as simple as this exercise, it opens up your intuitive senses because you're grounding yourself, you're rooting yourself, you're allowing yourself to be recharged. This is really important, and it's such an easy tool to do. I do have this meditation on a CD. I don't have it listed on the website, but I do have this CD. It's a centering CD, and it's a longer version of this. It helps in the evenings when we're trying to calm our minds and go to sleep from a busy day to have this playing in the background, or that type of thing, or if you're going through stressful situations, it's a way to help you get through this. And I'm going to offer it this week that if anybody would like to purchase that, saving a couple dollars, I'm going to offer it for $10 to anybody who calls and mentions the radio program and or sends me an email. And my email is april@whitewolfapril.com. That's april@whitewolfapril.com. And or you can go on to my website and get other information there, and that's whitewolfapril.com. And you can request this. Just mention the radio, and I'll send it to you for $10. It's a great way to quiet the body. It's a great way to center the body. It's a great way to calm yourself. It helps oftentimes when we're trying to have that, the committee needs to go out of session. I can't think. I can't sleep. I can't. This is a great exercise that helps with that because we use the oxygen to recharge every part of our body. And we do some visualization and we can bring ourselves into that state of being where many of us want to accomplish and be. I'd like now to open up the phones. And if anybody would like to give us a call, please feel free to do so. I've had a few people who I'll run into who will say, I don't believe in this stuff. There's no way that somebody on the other side can talk to me. Why would angels or guides or masters or anybody like that want to share with me? Like we had the gentleman who felt unworthy. What we need to do is we need to realize that they all come in love. And they come in peace. And they come with that Christ-like kind of love that we express and feel within our heart. And that's the purpose of their coming. They may want to bring a message of encouragement to you. They want to maybe bring a message of compassion. They may want to bring a message of healing. They may want to help solve something. They may want to bring you a warning. I know that in my personal life that if I have a particular energy of an aunt who comes into my space when she was alive, she often would bring me warnings. She would often bring me messages of, it's time to check what's going on or be aware or that type of thing. And I know when I feel her presence that there's a warning there. And that's a good thing because sometimes we'll miss that in our own everyday lives. So sometimes when we get those messages, that's why they come through. And it's not to say that they're stepping across the veil and they're coming back to live another life or to be in this dimension again, living in the physical form that we're living in now. They come through as an essence. They come through as an essence is the only word that's coming to me right now at this point in time is what they're sharing with me. And oftentimes when we don't understand or we're fearful of it, that's when we've created a negative vibration within this, and we need to overcome that, and we need to allow ourselves to understand that, you know, sometimes we need these extra things to help us in our everyday lives. There is one thing I do want to say, though, that when you are doing this type of work or when you're hearing messages like this, anything, anybody, any essence that comes through and says for you to cause harm to yourself or to another, I want you to turn around and I want you to stomp your foot just as hard as you can, and I want you to tell this energy to get out. They have no place. They have no right in our space. They do not belong. It's as though we're trying to chase that puppy dog back home that doesn't belong where it's at. We're going to turn around and tell it to go home. Anything or anybody that would try to convince you to do harm to yourself or do harm to another needs to be sent away. Do not entertain them. Do not listen to them. Have nothing to do with them. And be very firm and very strong in your refusal and your rebuttal of being around them or allowing them to be in your space. This is imperative. Allow that which is love and light, the higher vibrational beings, allow them into your space. Do not allow the lower vibrational beings to be in your space. They have no right to be there. When we have a message come through, it's possible that you may not necessarily connect with it right away when we're sharing the information, and that's okay because it's going to show itself down the road. It's going to reveal itself to you at another point in time, such as the emails and the phone calls that I received after last week's program. There, I know there's people listening. I know there's those who are hearing messages. Some of it may ring true to you, or you may just know, oh my gosh, she's sitting here talking to me. I just know this is mine. And then there's other times where we may hear a message about so-and-so or such-and-such happening, and or on a one-on-one, you may have a reading that says something about a certain person and you just can't connect with it. That's okay. It will reveal itself down the road. You will see that and you will understand it at a later time. Don't feel like you've missed it, or don't feel like, well, that wasn't right, that wasn't for me. It'll show itself. It'll come through. It always does. I've had people who've come through and the message will be, and Aunt Susie told you to go do such and such, or to call so-and-so and tell them something, and they're like, I don't have an Aunt Susie. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, then they came down the road and they went to a friend's house, and while they were there, the woman was talking about her aunt named Susan. So it's a way to relay a message on. It's a way to encourage other people to say, oh, we need to make sure she contacts her daughter, or whatever the message may have been. The messages come through for a purpose. They're not just something that we do just because we can. Developing our intuitive gifts and our intuitive skills can go from beyond sitting and doing a reading with somebody to just sharing a message that came through from another reading. Sharing the words of encouragement to another. Was in a cafe one time and we were sitting there visiting, and I had a woman sitting across from me who said to another person that they needed to do something, and she was questioning it, and it was validated through a message that came through with spirit. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. This is Scott.
Hi. How are you?
I'm better and better. I just had a question. I have a dog that I've had for about 15 years, and we took him to the vet, and they said that he had some terminal things going on, and we were just wondering, or I was trying to figure out what I should do at this time with him, if there was any kind of information and kind of.
Okay. I'm seeing a number of different things as you're talking. It's moving very fastly. Does it feel like things are coming in really fast with what's going on with this animal?
Yeah,
like the information you found has come in really quick?
Yes, it has.
Okay, the energy of all of this feels like it's very fast. It's very quick. It's very, it's like there's a preparation for a change coming in. The one thing that I'm hearing from the animal is that please don't make me suffer. I'm hearing a lot of times we're going down the street and I'll hear animals talk to me. So I'm catching the message from your animal that's saying, please don't make me suffer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if when this animal is no longer with you, if you're planning on replacing the animal, but it's showing me that there's a replacement.
Yes.
That you may not feel like that's what you want to do at this point in time, but there is another energetic alignment for a replacement that you've set into motion for your life.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so that's all in play and in the, like I said, it's moving very fast. It's shift gears for me to see it for the fastness of, like, you know how like when a train is coming out of the station and they'll show on TV the wheels and that bar going and getting moving?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. You're in that beginning stages, and that bar is just beginning to go and getting moving faster and faster. So one of the things that I'm hearing also is, I don't know if you use, I'm trying to think what they're called. It's an essence waters. I'm seeing an essence water of almond extract type of essence water. That would be something you could give to your animal.
Okay.
What I would recommend you do with that is, like, if you have a little packet of almonds, you can put them actually in the water and allow them to soak in the water.
Okay.
Taking the almonds out of the water, this is what they're showing me.
Okay. Yes.
Taking the almonds out of the water, because you don't want the animal to eat the nut, but allowing them to have that water. There's something in the almond that's going to be beneficial.
Okay.
They're almost showing me it as a soothingness, kind of going down through the throat into the... My throat is, like, kind of hurting. Does this animal have a problem in its throat?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting a really tension. So this liquid is kind of going to soothe that, is going to help comfort some of that. Has this animal been diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, it has.
Okay. What I'm going to say is advice that I would share with you from what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling is stay comforting to this animal, stay supportive with this animal, and should the animal not transition on its own but begin to move into a stressed, I'm seeing the word stressed, state of being, that then that's time to allow the animal to go home. Okay? I know that's extremely hard to do when you've had a pet for a long time. But you want to keep that calm and that peacefulness there. And they're going to appreciate that if that needs to happen that way.
Okay.
Remember to keep the animal comforted. Lots of love. Lots and lots and lots of loving. Lots of petting and brushing and hugging and kind of cuddling, especially around that throat area. Kind of hugging and holding the dog's head like across your chest and allowing the heart to be like in alignment, or their throat to be in alignment with your heart so that you can send healing energy from your heart.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Do you have any other questions about that?
No, that's, that was just, we were trying to decide if it was time to, I don't know, I guess, helping to cross over, you know. That was part of the big decision, and I just wasn't wanting to make it on my own.
Yeah, and it's the type of thing is you don't want them to suffer. You don't want them to go through any unnecessary, as the word I'm hearing, suffering. So do what you feel you need to do. But expressions of love is what I keep hearing. Sending more of that loving and healing energy to them.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am. If you decide to allow the animal to pass, do it with you present so that you can help allow them to release through that love.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You have my blessings and love as you go through this process, and I wish you well.
I accept them, and I send you love. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
And bye for now.
Bye-bye. Allowing a pet to go is so hard. That's such a hard window to cross. It's such a tough door. And in this case, the animal doesn't want to suffer. I recently had gone through a situation very similar. I had met my husband, and I had gotten him a pet, and this pet was very close to him. There's a very long story to all of this, but there was a very, very special bond. And a few years back, my husband stepped to the other side, and shortly thereafter, his dog developed some problems and had to be allowed to make this transition as well. And so within 30 days of losing my husband, I had to allow this pet to go home to be with him. And it was a very emotional time, but the beauty and the joy that I still feel with my husband, of course, and this animal is incredible, because even though they may not physically be here with us on this side, there was not anything medically that could be done. And sure, we could have done healing work, but would that have been for the animal's highest good, given the animal's age and given the condition and the situations, you know, and that type of thing, the beautiful things that have come through all of that. And I still know that he's very close, and I can still hear him playing with the other dogs. I know that they're seeing him and that they're playing with him and having fun together. So even though, and remember that, just like our loved ones and our friends and the guides, when they come through, that we can also have our pets and animals that will be able to do the same thing. They also will be able to bring in that same kind of peace and that same kind of love that we experienced with them before. The fun thing that happened one time with this particular animal that I was telling you about was, he used to love to lay at the head of our bed, and my husband would lay with his head by his head, and I'd lay with my head on his hindquarter, and we'd lay there and talk in the evening and this, that, and the other thing. And one night I was laying in bed, and I felt his essence come in on the pillows. And I was laying there, and I said to him, I go, hey, Loki boy, how are you tonight? And I could just feel that warmth from him coming out as love, and I could feel the excitement of him as he was on the other side. And I said to him, I go, what was your favorite lifetime? And in a flash, he's got me on his back. Excuse me, I'm still kind of dealing with letting go of some of that stuff I was feeling in the throat of that other one that had called in. He showed me himself flying as this big, beautiful dragon. And I was like, wow. And so we can share those moments with those that are on the other side. And sometimes when we're having to release and having to let one go, we can know that we're still going to have a relationship, that we're still going to have a connection, that they're still going to be very much a part of our lives. Like earlier, we had that other woman who called, and she had her little, I think she said it was a little Yorkie, that they still come around. They're still a part of us. As long as we welcome them and we love them and we share our compassion with them, they're always a part of our lives. They're always there to be. We have, I don't like the word contracts. I really hate that word. But we have made that agreement with one another that we want to spend time together having a life on Earth or in this human form. And that's what happens. But like with this other gentleman, I know things are in motion. Things are going to go along quickly for him, and everything's going to be fine. Stand true in what you know, sir, and follow your heart. Allow that love to flow. As I was talking earlier about bringing balance and harmony into our lives so that we can move forward and have confidence and be at peace, sometimes we have to make those tough decisions in life. And using this grounding exercise, using this breathing exercise can help us make those decisions with more, not as a reaction, I guess is the best word that would I could come through with. What I'm hearing with the guides bringing through to me is you don't want to react. You want to have a chance to operate in love. You want to allow that heart to express the love, to express that warmth. Then make the decisions that have to be made. Then do what it is we have to do. Be where it is we need to be. One of the things I want you to do is when we deal with our chakra points, and if you don't know what your chakras are, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll be talking about them in other programs. But our chakra around our heart is where we have that unconditional love, for everyone and everything around us. But it's also where we have that unconditional love for ourselves, where we can look at ourselves and say, I love myself, unconditional, that Christ-like kind of love, 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 that deep part in there. And when it's operating properly, it's spinning in a clockwise direction. Now, what is the clockwise direction? I get this question asked to me all the time. Visualizing yourself as a clock. At the top of your head is the number 12. At the bottom in your feet is 6. Off to your left arm is 3. Off to your right arm is 9. So the clock hands going from 12 to 3 is going clockwise. And it's spinning around in a clockwise direction. That brings in balance and peace and also puts that chakra point in a positive balance, in a positive spin. So if you know where your chakra points are, you can balance your own chakras at any point in time by knowing that this is the direction that they belong going. Think of what if you've been a mother or if you've been around or watched someone who is carrying a child in their tummy and they place their hands on their tummy. What do? They tend to rub their tummies. It's a way of nurturing. It's a way of loving. It's a way of compassioning. We rub our hands in that clockwise direction over the heart, placing your hand just above your breast on that chest bone right there and kind of a little bit towards the center, not out by the shoulder, but kind of there in the center, and just make nice big clockwise circles going from the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, remembering 12 is our head, 3 is our left, 6 is our feet, 9 is our right. Moving that in that direction, it's going to help you make those love decisions. It's going to help you make those compassion decisions. it's going to help us see the glass is half empty, the glass is not half full, or half, it's going to help us from seeing the glass is half empty to seeing that the glass is half full. Sorry, I got talking before my mind and brain. You know that? You can't think and talk at the same time. Anyhow, we want to do that with the heart, especially when we're going through loss, especially when we're grieving from having to make hard decisions or having messages that come in that are sharing love and compassion with us. These are ways that we can balance our physical body. You can do that with the solar plexus. You can do that with the sacral. You can do that with the root, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And like I said, I'm sure in other programs we're going to be talking a little bit more about those different areas of the body, whether it be with myself or with some of the future guests that we have planned for the show. Bringing in balance is really important. Grounding ourselves, centering ourselves, like I talked about during that exercise where we can keep ourselves in harmony. I have a Helen. I believe Helen is actually on the other side, and I believe she's bringing a message over to Sandra, letting Sandra know that it's okay, that even though she had made some wrong decisions, that it's okay, that it really doesn't matter to her now, that she's on the other side. It really doesn't matter, that the decisions that you made were fine, and you can move forward with confidence and peace and know that what decisions you had made are okay, that she understands with that. I'm also getting a message. I'm hearing the name Violet. I'm hearing the name Denise. I've got a Violet and a Denise, I believe, that are both on the other side that want to bring messages to their siblings and tell them that they love them and that the household, they need, that those that are still alive need to reunite those that are still alive. That even though the family was split, that they want to encourage the family to come back together. They want to encourage that reunion as a family. I'm also hearing from a Charlie who passed of cancer. He wants his wife to know that he loves her very much and that, no, he doesn't cross the veil to come back, but he does send his love. I'm understanding from him that what he's showing me is that his wife, as I was talking about earlier, how can this happen, and I don't want to believe that a person's coming back and they're not, when they come through with messages like this. He's wanting her to know that he's just sending his compassion and his love back. He's not trying to come back. She doesn't need to fear that. A lot of animal energy going on today. I'm feeling a lot of animal things that are very heightened right now. I have it looks like a young black lab that is missing. I have a young man who's looking for a black lab that is missing. This lab has actually been, I don't want to say picked up because they didn't kidnap this dog. I'm seeing that this animal is showing me that it's been picked up by someone and is at their home. So you may want to make sure that you fly her, but you need to go out beyond the immediate radius around your home. This animal is actually about 50 miles from your home. To expand your advertising, you may want to put it in a local paper if you want to search lost dog type of thing, if your local paper will allow you to do that. I'm seeing you're in a fairly small community, so the 50-mile radius is a pretty good size radius for your community. This is a young black lab. It got lost through being active and excited and playful and kind of lost track of where it was and who it was. I'm also feeling if you fluff your energy, and to do that, you can just kind of fluff, 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 fluff the energy field around your body. And as you're doing that, thinking of the dog so the dog can sense your energy, and then sending out these posters and these flyers will help you reconnect and reunite with this animal. You'll have this pup back. This pup will be back because it's yours. Don't stress over it, but you're going to have to take extra steps to find it because somebody has found it and is caring for it and taking care of it right now, but does not know how to go about getting you the solution that you're looking for. I have a woman who is being It's someone who is alive who is being tormented by sounds, by vibrational sounds. They appear to be coming out of nowhere. And you've talked to other people and they actually think you're a little bit because you're talking about these sounds. They're a vibration that's coming through some of the earth. What I'm seeing is they're showing me some of the plates that are located where you're at, that there's some shifting and going on within the earth that is bringing that vibration up, and you're perceiving it as a sound. It's not somebody trying to torment you. It's actually something that's going on within the earth. It'll take probably about 60 days for this to finish doing its shifting, doing its movement, and then you should start, the sound should shift down and it won't be a nuisance. It won't be so annoying. And you're picking it up because you're so connected with the area of where this is going at. I'm actually seeing these plates coming in from three different directions, and it's almost like as they're moving over and by one another that the sound is what you're hearing is as they're kind of grinding together. It almost sounds like a vibrational musicking type of sound, but it's really the plates kind of shifting in the area you're at. I'm not saying you're going to have an earthquake. I'm not saying that your home's going to fall into the ground. There's just something that's shifting within your location that you're hearing, that you're sensing, that you're picking up. I do have time if I have one more caller that might want to try to catch us just before we leave. If not, I'm going to allow one more visitor to come in. Excuse me. I have a teenager that has lost a parent. This young person is questioning a lot about their life. What are they going to do now? They've lost their father. I'm feeling that there's a very emptiness. You've just recently had their funeral. You just came from the funeral. You've just recently come from the funeral, and you're trying to figure out what's going to happen now, and you feel like you're not ready to be the man of the household. Your father does not want you to be there. He does not want you to have to feel that obligation. Still wants you to be able to be a teenager. He still wants you to be able to have fun. And that as your mother heals, that things are going to balance out and be back to normal. He made sure that the family was taken care of. You don't need to worry about that. He's going to help you from the other side in ways that he couldn't help you in the physical. He was always very busy trying to... He's always been very busy trying to make the dollar. I'm seeing the money sign. He's always been busy trying to make the money and not necessarily able to go to your ball games and that type of thing. He wants you to know that he's going to be there doing that with you now. And that everything is fine, that he has gone home, that when you sense him around, it's just because he's letting you know he's around and he's letting you know that he loves you. You will smell him. You will smell different fragrances associated with him, and that's one of the ways you're going to know that he's in your space. This has been a wonderful, spectacular hour. You may listen to us each Friday. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.